Good morning, Catherine. Why don't we begin by you telling me something about your childhood and early schooling?
Well, I was born and raised in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Amish country. My parents were both New Yorkers who had been transplanted to Pennsylvania because of my dad's business with the Armstrong Cork Company. He was a mechanical engineer with them, and my mother, who had been a math teacher, was a stay-at-home housewife and family raiser. I went to public schools in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, up through high school, and then I went off to college at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, and we can come back to that at a later stage if you like. I've already indicated that my mother was a math teacher, and I and my two siblings were raised with the clear expectation that we were going to attend to our studies, and unlike these days, sometimes, if there was ever a difference of opinion between us and the teachers, it was very clear who was right.
So talk to me a little bit about your early years of schooling. Were there particular teachers that influenced you?
Yes, there were a number of teachers that I can recall who influenced me. Of course, I indicated my mother, who I appreciate more and more as I've gone on in life, gave me a really important asset, and that was she would hear none of this girls can't learn math stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I really chafed against that and thought this was unreasonable. I was expected to do all these things that my fellow girlfriends were not doing as I was growing up. And they don't have to take trigonometry, why do I, you know? But subsequently it became a real blessing because it opened up so many more future study opportunities and career opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the things I think about and say to young women these days when I get a chance to talk to them is, you know, just don't believe that stuff, because math is a language. It's like saying, well, girls don't need to speak English. You can just kind of grunt and point your way through life. I mean, that doesn't work anymore. And it doesn't mean you need to be a mathematician for a career, but it sure is the key to lots and lots of knowledge and opportunities. So that was important.